It's up to all of us to try to keep our clients making informed decisions based on their values and resources. There are things that we can't control, but there are a lot of things we can. Overconfident clients, newly widowed people that haven't taken care of their finances in the past, isolated people, and people with diminished capacity are sitting ducks for scammers who prey on them. And the loneliness of our clients can feel like blood in the water to sharks who want to steal or feel entitled to what they have. We know anecdotally, but we found through research that more than 60% of the people that have been adjudicated with financial exploitation nationally have been family members, which was pretty sobering. Cynthia Healy, president of Security Financial Advisors, came up with an acronym that I've modified and would like to share with you to get us started on our financial exploitation model that Michael's going to describe afterwards. It's called SCAM, and S is support and educate our clients to surround themselves with financially educated family, friends, and professionals, and to discourage isolation. Careful with family members, caregivers, and volunteers. Do background checks of caregivers, even if they come from an agency. Dig deeper regarding family members' help when red flags emerge. Second, third, and fourth marriages, families with substance abuse, unusual stepchildren,